This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. RTD's R Line train through Aurora will finally be back in service soon. A segment of the line near Aurora's Town Center Mall has been suspended since a derailment in September. RTD says it expects trains will roll again the week of November 28th. A man died last night while in the custody of the Colorado Springs Police. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
A crisis response team went to a home north of downtown Colorado Springs just before 5 after a 911 caller described a man as having a mental health episode. According to police, when the team arrived, they found the man in the roadway. There was a struggle, and the man was placed in handcuffs. Police say he then became unresponsive. CSPD says they called for medical help. The man was taken to the hospital, where he was pronounced deceased. Both an officer and a paramedic have been placed on paid administrative leave. The death is being investigated by the El Paso County Sheriff's Office. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
A public health department in southwest Colorado will dissolve at the end of next year. County commissioners in La Plata and Archuleta counties voted this week to break up the San Juan Basin Public Health District. Area officials tell the Durango Herald that the two counties ran into philosophical differences during the pandemic. They say separating will allow health experts to better serve residents. Estimates show it could cost the counties hundreds of thousands of dollars to create new departments. Right now in Denver, it's 36 degrees and fair. In Boulder, it's 34 degrees. And in Vail, it's 20 and partly cloudy. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.